Welcome back to class. I am Durba Basu and you will read with me Lewis Carroll's Through the Looking Glass. We cannot see each other in this class like we do usually, but we have to make do with it now. We will make use of technology to continue our studies for the semester. I hope you're all doing well and are observing all the precautions against coronavirus that our government is advising us to do. If some of you were not able to obtain the text before the lockdown, please do not worry. I will send a PDF version. Please read the text and access all other learning material that we send on your personal phone or other suitable electronic device that you may be using, but it has to be personal. This is very important because we are being asked not to share phones as they are always in contact with our hands and stay close to our face when we talk on the phone. This virus gets more dangerous when it enters through the nose or the mouth, which is why we are being asked to wash our hands and not touch our faces, and also not share phones. And this is also why we are being asked to drink a lot of water. So, if by chance the virus enters, it will be washed down. Do not step out of your home to print any of the material we send or for anything else for that matter. We have to all cooperate in the effort to lessen the spread of the virus, which, as you must know, is very, very contagious. We will begin with a short biography of the author. Lewis Carroll is the pseudonym of Charles Lutwidge Dodson, who lived from 1832 to 1898. If my pronunciation of his name was not clear, it's Charles Lutwidge Dodson. Okay? And pseudonym is a name that someone goes by. Pseudo means false. Okay? Instead of using their real name, a person can go by a pseudonym. And it's very common in literature. Many authors use pseudonyms. George Eliot was the pseudonym of Mary Ann Evans. And the Bronte sisters, they all used pseudonyms. Okay, quiz for the day. What is the pseudonym of Sunil Gangopadhyay? You will have to answer this question via WhatsApp. Now, in criticism, though, Dodson is referred to as Lewis Carroll, and that is the practice that we will follow. Lewis Carroll is remembered as a humorist and as a writer of children's literature. His father was a learned country parson. Parson means a priest in a country church. And Dodson was born in Daresbury in Cheshire County and attended a Yorkshire grammar school and rugby. Now, rugby is one of the very famous schools in England, situated in Rugby in Warwickshire County. It was founded in 1567 as a free grammar school for local boys, but remained in relative obscurity for a long time. It was re-established by Thomas Arnold, the father of Matthew Arnold, whose poem Dover Beach you have read in the last semester. Thomas Arnold was the headmaster of Rugby from 1828 to 41. So by the time Lewis Carroll entered Rugby, it was one of the preeminent Victorian public schools, you know, very sought after and very competitive to get admission into. Rugby is also the birthplace of rugby football, the game that is often simply called rugby. At home during his holidays, Dodson took a leading part in family amusements. Family amusements meaning activities that a family would typically do to spend some quality time together. Family entertainments that everybody would join in. So as part of these amusements, what he would do is produce a homemade magazine, largely consisting of his own comic verse. At Christ Church, Oxford, that is how you refer to Oxford's colleges. You wouldn't say Christ Church College, Oxford, but you say Christ Church, Oxford. So at Christ Church, Oxford, he studied mathematics, obtaining a university post, but lecturing and teaching with difficulty because of his habitual shyness and bad stammer. Some people are shy, some are not. But he was shy and he had a stammer. He wouldn't be able to speak fluently. He would stutter. He would get stuck. For the same reason, he preached only occasionally after his ordination in 1861. Ordination is the ceremony that confers priesthood on someone who has studied to be a priest. The subject that one has to study for this is divinity. Just as you are studying English literature to be graduates in English literature, if you want to be a priest, you would have to study divinity. So Dodson became a priest, but because of his stammer, his inability to speak fluently and his shyness, he preached rarely despite having qualified to do so. He produced mathematical textbooks and some occasional comic writing. The instant success of his masterpiece, Alice's Adventures Underground, now usually known as Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, published 1865, still came as a surprise both to his friends and to Dodson himself. He could not have foreseen, and he did not, that he had written a book that would revolutionize children's literature and would open up new possibilities of literary writing, possibilities of entertainment for its own sake, entertainment as a genre by itself in literature. At this stage in life, he also took great interest in photography and in the company of young children, particularly girls. Later successes were equally original, notably Through the Looking Glass and What Alice Found There, 1871, and a long nonsense poem, The Hunting of the Snark, 1876. So we'll talk about nonsense poetry a lot when we do Sukumar Rai's Abul Tabul later on, but for now, note the proximity of these genres. After these, Dodson's genius faded, although his fame continued to grow. Today, while his life has become a subject of psychological speculation, his best work remains fresh and richly suggestive. Now we'll talk a little about Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, or Alice's Adventures Underground, the first Alice book, because the book that we have on our syllabus, Through the Looking Glass, is a sequel, or the second part of the first book. No, it's self-contained, but it follows from that book. So you have to know about this a bit. A fantasy by Lewis Carroll, originally published as Alice's Adventures Underground in 1865. It begins as a story told to children on a boating picnic in 1862. You know, picnic entirely on a boat. It's very common in England. It is half dream, half nightmare, and very entertaining throughout. Plunging down a rabbit hole, the 7-year-old Alice grows first too large and then too small. So she changes in size. Okay. First she grows extremely large and then she grows extremely small. When she turns for help or enlightenment from the strange characters around her in this world, she usually becomes caught up in logic chopping, parody or pun. You know, word games. Whether this be with the Cheshire Cat, the Mad Hatter, the March Hare, or the King and Queen of Hearts. So these are the names of some of the characters. A Cheshire Cat, the Mad Hatter, the March Hare, or the King and the Queen of Hearts. These are famous characters, and later on we'll discuss how they've become famous, what this book has in fact contributed to the English language. Now finally she loses her temper, bringing down this dream world and so waking up. Illustrated by Sir John Tenniel, this unique book was an immediate bestseller. The book had an impact on children's literature of the time, which used to be very didactic, you know, very prescriptive. So it brought in this new flavor of entertainment, you know, just written for entertainment. No shadow of didacticism anywhere there. Now, most readers of the book first encounter it in adapted form. Now, what is an adapted form? An adapted version is a shortened or simplified version of something. It can be not or, usually it's both. It's shortened and it's also simplified. Now, what are adapted versions? For example, in Bangla, readers in Bangla would typically read Upendra Kishore Rai's Cheleder Mahabharat. Who was Upendra Kishore? Father of Sukumar Rai, who you are going to read, and grandfather of Satyajit Rai, the famous filmmaker. So Upendra Kishore wrote Cheleder Mahabharat before going on to read, longer versions of the Mahabharat in Bangla, like Kashiram Das's Mahabharat or Kaliprasanna Singh's Mahabharat, he would typically read Cheleder Mahabharat. Now, Cheleder doesn't mean girls cannot read it. But that is how the word was used when the book was written. Right? The point I want you to note here is that a book has to be very popular, widely accepted for this to happen. You know, for it to be adapted. This business of adaptation into a simpler form. Unless a book is very popular, very widely accepted, there wouldn't be a demand for a condensed version. This book has, by the way, I mean, by this book I mean Alice in Wonderland. It has inspired Sukumar Rai's Hoja Borolo. It is, as I'm saying it, the Bangla letters, ha, ja, ba, ra, la. Now, you do not have it as a set text, but you have Abul Tabul, which is important and entertaining, but you must absolutely read Ha, ja, ba, ra, la, just to taste what shape this genre can take in Bangla. Otherwise, you're missing a lot. Okay, so this is what you must do. It's freely available on the internet. Now we come to Through the Looking Glass and what Alice found there. This is a fantasy by Lewis Carroll. This was a sequel or a second part to Alice's Adventures in Wonderland and was immensely successful. In it, Alice passes through a mirror to the land behind the mirror. Okay? And there, everything happens back to front. Everything is in reverse. Here, she meets more memorable characters, caught up like herself in a cosmic chess game. Favorites among these include the Red Queen, the White Queen, Tweedledum and Tweedledee, the White Knight and the Walrus and the Carpenter. Humpty Dumpty also makes an appearance with his oft-quoted remark, "When I use a word, it means just what I choose it to mean, neither more nor less." Okay, this is very important. This is Humpty Dumpty speaking. I'm repeating, listen carefully. "When I use a word, it means just what I choose it to mean, neither more nor less." There is too Carol's memorable and at times slightly sinister poem, Jabberwocky. This brings us to an important point. You know, the word sinister suggests something dark. Now, this book has some dark undertones. It's entertaining, it's funny, but there's always a sort of undercurrent, which is not there in Alice in Wonderland. The world of Alice in Wonderland or Alice's Adventures Underground is sunnier. We will talk more about this difference when we get into the text. This book was also vividly illustrated by the same illustrator, Sir John Tenniel. Now, we will stop there today. If you have any questions about the material in this segment, you can contact me by phone from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. any day of the week. Okay? And if that time doesn't work for you, you can message me on WhatsApp to set up an appointment to talk. Now, don't forget the question I asked you. Your question is, what is the pseudonym of the Bengali writer Sunil Gangopadhyay? I want an answer from each and every one of you on WhatsApp. You are allowed to Google. Okay? Thank you.